It's 2:30 at our East York studios, and this is Centennial College Radio News. I'm Musa Siddiqui with Crystal Cossett and Anisha Hutchinson. In the weather, it's a cool and cloudy 2 degrees with light rain. Now here's what's making news this hour. A Toronto man was found impaled on a metal bar outside a North York public school. It's time to say goodbye to the lease until next season. But the 36th Annual June Awards are just around the corner and will be hosted by Canadian funny man Russell Peters. Now to our top story. A man was discovered outside a Roy Wood public school with a metal bar impaled through his body after he fell while climbing a tree. The man, in his 40s, was found at 7:30 this morning in the Victoria Park Avenue and York Mills Road area. He told police he fell and landed on a steel support pole after he tried to climb up the tree so he could avoid the three men who were trying to rob him. The man has been taken to a hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. In an East End neighborhood is becoming a regular setting for violent deaths. Many people living in the area are shaken up after a rush hour shooting. Abby Cosby reports.
For a quiet neighborhood, Riverdale is seeing a lot of violence. In the last 4 months, there have been 3 shootings. Hu Chen Mao is the most recent victim of gun violence. He died on January 17th. He was working at a supermarket on Girard Street East when he got caught in the crossfire of a shootout. Jenna Germain has lived in Riverdale for 2 years. She says she's shocked by the latest death near her home.
Who opens fire on a street full of people? I mean, in what realm is that a good idea?
Mao is the second innocent bystander this year to die from gunshot wounds. John O'Keefe was shot walking along Yonge Street 4 days earlier. He was 42 years old. Germain says she's scared that people are using guns so recklessly.
Shooting a gun is easy. Hitting what you shoot is not easy. Looks easy in the movies, but it's not. And more often than not, shooting at something, you're gonna miss.
The incidents have many people talking about gun control again. Germain isn't sure if the city can do anything to stop the violence.
I really don't know what the city can be doing other than, you know, what it's already doing in terms of police and everything else.
Police are still looking for Mao's killer. They're asking residents to come forward with any information. In the meantime, Jenna Germain is locking her doors. In Riverdale, I'm Abby Crosby for Centennial College Radio News.
After surfing the net, a boy from Flesherton, Ontario, had all the information he needed to build a taser-like stun gun. After making the stun gun, the boy sold it to his friend for $20. It was seized by police after the friend took the gun to his high school. The boys, aged 15 and 17, received a warning from the police and will be disciplined by the school. Prime Minister Stephen Harper doesn't plan to attend the 2008 opening ceremonies in Beijing. He plans to send a high-level delegation to the event, but plans from before to attend the opening ceremonies. Prime Minister Harper says it's too early to talk about a boycott, but does urge China to respect human rights and peaceful protests. Many human rights groups are calling for a boycott of the games after China's crackdown on riots in Tibet. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said last month that there was a possibility that he may boycott the opening ceremonies if China continues to be violent towards Tibet. And that's the latest news. Now here's Crystal with the sports.
Thanks, Mizna, and hi, everyone. The Leafs play their final game of the season tomorrow night at the Bell Centre in Montreal. They are playing the Canadiens, who have already clinched a playoff spot. If the Canadiens win tomorrow night, those 2 points could help them claim first place in the Eastern Conference standings. In more hockey news, Canada wins 8-1 over Russia in the opening game at the World Women's Hockey Championship in China earlier this morning. In basketball, we have the Raptors, who play tonight at 7 o'clock against the Charlotte Bobcats at the Air Canada Centre. The Raptors are currently tied for 5th place in the Eastern Conference. With only 7 games left to go, they have almost guaranteed themselves a playoff spot. The Bobcats have lost their last 2 games and are currently in 12th place. They are 10 points behind Toronto in the standings. This will be the first game that the Raptors play after the quick clock controversy that could have cost them the loss on Wednesday night. The Raptors were upset after what they claimed the clock had started before the play had even begun. The general manager, Brian Colangelo, spoke to the Toronto Star and told them, "We can complain about the clock as much as we want, but I think we have to start staring ourselves in the mirror, and the disappointment comes in blowing a 17-point lead in a game that we clearly should have won." On Wednesday evening, the Centennial Colts basketball team beat the Seneca Sting 68-61 in overtime. As Gord Anderson reports, it was the second last shot by guard Craig Nelson to tie the game.
It was a repeat of their previous game when they lost 68-62 to Cambrian. They turned the ball over, their shooting was cold, and they lacked energy. Head coach Chris Smalling was happy with the win, but said it was ugly.
It's what you call an ugly win, but you know what I mean? I'd prefer to be on the side with win at the end than an ugly loss. You know, in the end, really, Seneca came out, they played us real hard, and we pulled out the win. And sometimes, you know, what you're looking for is that W, and it doesn't matter how you get it.
Overall, Smalling thought the game was a team builder. He says he liked the way the Colts competed in the second half to get the win.
I thought it was a character game for our guys. Nothing was really dropping for us. We didn't have a lot of energy all game, and to be able to come back and pull it out the way we did, I'm really excited about how the guys played down the stretch.
Craig Nelson sunk the tying basket. He had spent a week in bed with the flu. He scored 2 points in the first half, but rebounded to get 11 in the second. Smalling knew that Nelson was in a groove, and the coach says he wanted to run the last second shot through his guard.
Craig was hot for us, and so what we wanted to do was run a screen to free him up and get him that shot from the corner, so it kind of worked out. Craig got the open look, and he was able to knock it down.
With the overtime win, the Colts improved to 11-2, their first in the Eastern Conference. Next for the Colts is a Tuesday night game against George Brown College. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 o'clock. This is Gord Anderson, Centennial College News.
The Blue Jays play their home opener tonight at 7 o'clock at the Rogers Center. They will be playing the Boston Red Sox for a sold-out crowd. The Jays have lost two of their last three games against the New York Yankees to start the season. The Sox, the defending world champs, will be in Toronto for a three-game series ending on Sunday. They're at the posts, and they're off. Woodbine Thoroughbred Racing kicks off its season tomorrow. The first race goes off at 1:10. There's a $95,000 La Voyages stake race in which 7 3-year-old fillies will be competing. And that's all from the world of sports. Stay with us. After the break, Anisha will have all the buzz from Hollywood.
Every time my relatives visit, they eat me out of house and home. Oh, there's my Uncle Louie. Whenever we have a cookout, he has 2 double cheeseburgers, 3 helpings of baked beans, 6 hot dogs, and a diet soda. It's ridiculous. Oh, and talk about like father, like son. You should see Cousin Freddy. Every time I turn around, he's got his face in the fridge. This guy doesn't just snack between meals. He snacks between salad and the entree. I'm sure glad I stop at Winn-Dixie, because they have low prices on everything in the store. Meat, produce, baked beans, everything. Hey, it's important for me to save money on groceries, especially when my Aunt Sophie's idea of a light lunch is anything she can pick up with a fork. So, from the bottom of my pocketbook, Winn-Dixie, I thank you. Oh!
Welcome back, everyone. The Junos are just 2 nights away. Set in Calgary, Alberta, the 37th Annual Juno Awards will be hosted by Canadian funny man Russell Peters. Artists who have the most nominations and are expected to win big this year include Feist, Avril Lavigne, Michael Bublé, and Finger Eleven. All 4 artists are competing for the spot of Single of the Year and are performing at the awards as well. Watch the show live on Sunday night at 7. The Chinese Canadians got together last night to celebrate the Spring Festival. A celebration show was held at the Chinese Cultural Center at 7:30 p.m. Around 140 volunteers performed in the show.
The performers got support from families and friends, and more than 800 people attended the carnival. During the break, the families of performers got together and talked about the show in the hallway. Not only Chinese Canadians enjoy the show, but also some local Canadians attend as well. Paul Jones brings all his friends and family. His wife, Yue Qiuzheng, participates in 3 different songs in the show. She's a singing teacher. Jones says this is his wife's friend and group, so he comes.
I understand some things I understand, and others, for me, it's partly the music and partly the learning.
John believed that this culture artist should be supported. He says the show gives him a refreshing feeling. He would love to introduce more of his friends to come and see the wonderful Chinese traditions. I'm Cindy Liu, Centennial College Radio News.
In theaters today, you can expect to see George Clooney act and debut as a director in Leatherheads. Clooney tried to get a writer's credit for the film, but was denied this title by the Writers Guild of America. Other movies being released today include The Mystical Tale of Nim's Land, horror film Ruins starring Sean Ashmore, and Shine a Light, a documentary by Martin Scorsese. Let's see if any of these films can knock the card-counting movie 21 out of the number one spot at the box office. And that's all for me. Now let's send it back to Muzna for the wrap.
Thanks, Anisha. That's all the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in about 15 minutes on the internet at ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great afternoon.